Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. All U.S. coral reefs face human threats. Every U.S. coral reef system is suffering from both human and natural disturbances, warns a new report from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It is the first national assessment of the condition of U.S. coral reef links, development, pollution, and destructive fishing practices with the decline of reefs in U.S. waters and around the globe. The 265-page report, The State of Coral Reef Ecosystems of the United States and the Pacific Freely Associated States, identifies the pressures that pose the increasing risk to the nation's estimated 7,607 square miles of coastal reefs, particularly in hotspots located near population centers. The report also assesses the health of reef resources, ranks threats in 13 geographic areas, and details ongoing efforts to mitigate damage to coral reefs. Craig Manson, the Interior Department's Assistant Secretary for Fish and Wildlife and Parks, called the study an important first report on the health of U.S. reefs. It's a valuable tool for raising public awareness about the global decline of these unique treasures. Raising public awareness and stimulating official action on coral reefs is crucial, the report's authors say, because an estimated 27% of the world's shallow water coral reefs may already be beyond recovery. An estimated 66% are now considered to be severely degraded. U.S. reefs share problems with reefs around the world, particularly the effects of growing coastal populations. More than 10.5 million people now live in U.S. coastal areas adjacent to shallow water coral reefs, and every year, some 45 million people visit these areas. Natural environmental pressures such as temperatures, sea level changes, diseases, and storms have shaped coral reefs for thousands of years, but human-induced pressures are now forcing rapid changes on reef ecosystems. Coastal pollution, coastal development and runoff, and destructive fishing practices are among the top-ranked threats to reefs. Other risks come from ship groundings, disease, climate change, trade in coral and live reef species, alien species, marine debris, harmful tourist activities, and tropical storms. Coral reefs, Earth's largest biological structures, are an essential source of food, jobs, chemicals, shoreline protection, and pharmaceuticals for the United States. In South Florida alone, where many reefs are damaged or dying, reefs now support 44,500 jobs, providing a total annual income of $1.2 billion. Live coral cover in the Florida Keys has declined by 37% over the past 5 years. The NOAA report shows that reefs along Florida and U.S. Caribbean coasts are in the poorest condition of all U.S. corals because of nearby dense populations and the effects of hurricanes, disease, overfishing, and a proliferation of algae. Of 31 coral reef fishery stocks in federal waters, 23 are overfished in the U.S. Caribbean. Coral disease is also a major problem in the Caribbean, where more than 90% of the once abundant long-spined sea urchins died in the early 1980s. These urchins, which keep coral from being overgrown and killed by algae, have since recovered to just 10% of their original numbers off the coast of Florida, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. In the past 20 years, white band disease has killed almost all the elkhorn and staghorn corals off the coast of St. Croix, Puerto Rico, and southeast Florida. The report also details coral reef conditions in the flower garden banks of the northwestern Gulf of Mexico, Nassau, the Hawaiian Archipelago, American Samoa, Guam, the Commonwealth of the North Mariana Islands, and the Pacific Freely Associated States, which includes the Republic of the Marshall Islands, the Federated States of Micronesia, and the Republic of Palau. The study, The State of Coral Reef Ecosystems of the United States and Pacific Freely Associated States, is online at www.nccos.noaa.gov, that's nccos.noaa.gov, in the Documents section. The National Coral Reef Strategy is available at www.coris.noaa.gov. And we thank Kat Lazaroff of the Environment News Service for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come on,